welcome to today's episode of Open Heavens on the Go. Open Heavens is a guide to close fellowship with God, and it is written by Father in the Lord, Pastor E.A. Adeboye. Today's topic is When There Is Light, Part 3. When There Is Light, Part 3. And our memorize shall be taken from the book of Matthew chapter 5, verse 15. Matthew chapter 5, verse 15, I read, "Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house." Our reading shall be taken from the book of John chapter 4, verse 7 to 18. John chapter 4, verse 7 to 18. And John chapter 4, verse 4, 25 to 30. John chapter 4, 25 to 30. So because of our time, I'll be picking just one out of it. And I'll read John chapter 4, verse 25 to 30. I read, "The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. 26. Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. 27. And upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, What seekest thou? Or why talkest thou with her? 28. The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and said to the men. 29. Come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? 30. Then they went out of the city and came unto him." May the Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. Our Bible in 1 year shall be taken from the book of Joshua chapter 8 verse 10, and our hymn number 4, to the work, we're servants of God. Our topic earlier mentioned is When There Is Light, Part 3. I read, "One of the spiritual daughters of mine, a friend and former classmate, one of my spiritual daughters, a friend and a former classmate of my wife, had a big problem, cancer of the voice box. The doctor said that the only way to keep her alive was to remove her voice box, meaning that she would never talk again. They did. And from then on, she could no longer speak. However, we kept praying for her, believing that God would heal her. One day, I had just returned from a trip when I saw a woman rolling on the floor. When she looked up, I saw that it was my friend's wife, and she said, 'It's me, Daddy. I can talk again.' Beloved, you cannot receive this kind of miracle in the story above and not testify. That is the kind of miracle that will make everyone around you acknowledge that only God could have made it happen. When the light of the world visits a person, that fellow will not be able to keep his or her mouth shut. The Samaritan woman in today's Bible reading became an evangelist the moment she encountered the light. She went into the city, telling everyone to come and see the light. You cannot have the light and hide it under a bushel. Matthew chapter 5, verse 15. The light doesn't only come with blessings and miracles. He also comes with assignments and responsibilities. After the madman of Gadara was delivered in Mark chapter 5, verse 2 to 20, Jesus gave him an assignment to tell others about his miracle. A fellow cannot come into the light and continue to live a purposeless life. In the light, you are commissioned to do God's will. After the madman's deliverance, he went everywhere telling people, "I was once a madman living in tombs, but I met the light. Now I am an evangelist." Likewise, when the light found Peter, he became a fisher of men. When Paul came into this glorious light, he became a renowned missionary, taking the gospel everywhere. You cannot come into the light and remain idle. The light empowers people to go into the world and preach the gospel to all creatures. Mark chapter 16, verse 15. Beloved, wherever you go, God wants you to shine his light. Make it your life's mission to tell everyone you come across about the marvelous light that has set you free. I pray for you today that the light will visit you and give you a testimony that you won't be able to hide. You will tell a new story and sing a new song in Jesus' name. Amen. Action point. Today, tell someone about something Jesus has done for you. Shine the light of Jesus for others to see. And as you do that, may the Lord bless you abundantly in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Northampton, Praise Palace, United Kingdom. God bless you and have a wonderful day. Amen.
To the work, let the hungry be fed, to the fountain of life.